Anyone can make a change. They fear they have the will.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel and I'm your host every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 10, and on Saturdays at 4. We're brought to you by Montecito Bank and Trust, proudly serving our communities and their financial needs for over 40 years. Pierre LaFond Wendy Foster, offering fine clothes, good food, and vintage wines. Habitat for Humanity, building strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. And CSU Channel Islands, no matter which of their academic programs you choose, you will be at the center of your educational experience. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Habitat for Humanity on, one of our sponsors, and talked about the debris flow support that they have been providing for Montecito, and they were so good. We invited them back to talk about something that is equally important to the community, a great party that's going to be happening. And once again, we have Rose Levy, program manager for Habitat. We have Sarah Moray, a volunteer, and a committee member for Hammer and Ales, an event that's taking place in a couple of weeks, which we'll talk about. And two local musicians, Eric Vallon and Brandon Sider, members of Upbeat Band, which will be one of the bands playing at this event. So welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're having a party, right? Is that what's happening? And the event is the second concert. You had a concert 2 years ago to support Habitat, which drew 1,000 people. And this event is taking place May 19th. Sarah, tell us about it.
So the event is May 19th. It's from 1 to 7 at the parking lot at Habitat for Humanity. It's going to be a great event. We have lots of bands and food and kids events. We have a bounce house and lots of activities for the kids. So it's going to be a great time, a full-day event. Hopefully we have some good weather that day, but we're really excited about the event this year.
And it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine, but we'll hope for some shine that day.
And this is not a one-hour event. This is the whole afternoon.
It is the whole afternoon. So we're starting at 1 o'clock, and it goes until 7 p.m. that night.
And because there's free beer and limited parking, Uber may be a way to get there.
We suggest getting a ride, taking an Uber or a Lyft, or getting a ride with a friend.
So Upbeat Band, you guys are... a big band, you 9-10 members and local. What motivated you to participate in this event?
We were asked to play.
We've done a lot of benefits over the years. So, I mean, it seems two or three times a year we're asked to benefit in some way or another. And this is a great organization to support. So we're happy to have the opportunity.
The event itself is going to have three or four bands, so there'll be plenty of opportunities for a lot of dancing and singing, and any chance that you'll all kind of get together at the end and jam? Is that part of the...
That'd be great. Yeah, there's some great music. Cornerstone, Soul Majestic, The Upbeat, and Ozo Motley, so it's a really good lineup.
Right, that would be great if you know, we can't promise you that, but if people want to stick around, maybe that will be a surprise.
Ozo Motley's known for doing their giant drum circles, so perhaps we can get that going, a tribal drum circle.
What's the cost?
Tickets are currently on sale for $45 for general admission tickets. We also have some VIP tickets available for $100. They include some nice swag, including a nice reusable beer cup, good for the environment. Also preferred parking that's close to the event, so a little less of a walk. And also preferred seating, so they'll have a good view of the stage and some guaranteed seating for those that buy the VIP tickets. But general tickets are currently $45.
So this is just one of several events that Habitat has for during the year. What is the purpose of this event? What is it raising money for?
So Hammer and Nails raises money for our core mission and our operation. So it's raising money for all of the things that Habitat does day in and day out, building and repairing homes for low-income families, running our restore, and supporting the community through housing needs.
And fundraising is really the admission. Is there going to be any fundraising at the event?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be going around trying to get people to become donors, see if they want to join our Carpenter Circle, which is our club of monthly donors. And then beer and food sales as well, and merchandise sales will all go to support Habitat for Humanity.
Now, Habitat does many things. The prime mission, at least when President Carter began this years ago, was to build homes for first-time homeowners. But you do many, many things in this community, and so does Habitat. And one of the things that we talked about a couple of weeks ago was helping the community in times of disaster, which is what has happened in Montecito. And so part of the money you're raising is for your disaster fund as well.
Yes. Part of that will go towards those relief efforts for the affected areas.
Okay. So I don't know if I wasn't aware that you actually have a disaster fund. It's sort of like not just rainy day, but for, you know, really rainy days.
Yes.
Really. The basic work that you do is building houses, but you also repair houses too.
Yeah, we have a home repair program that works to assist homeowners who are low income, who own their home, just need a little bit of help with internal or external repairs. So we have A Brush with Kindness, which is a program that provides small external repairs to homes, so a lot of beautification things like a new coat of paint or fixing a fence. And then we have something called Critical Home Repair, which is a home repair program that can do kind of larger projects, things that might be interior, might be replacing a roof, kind of larger scale projects. And all of those are to support people who live in our community, own their homes, are low income, and just need a little bit of help maintaining a safe, decent place to live.
And speaking of inside of a home, you also have, which is right on site, so you can get to see it when you go to this event, the resale shop, the restore, as you call it, shop.
Yes.
Which is really an incredible store because so many people in this community feel it's important to renovate their house every 2 years instead of cleaning it. And so you have some really great stuff that you make available to people at really good prices.
We do, yeah. The Restore is a home improvement center that takes in donated building material, furniture, and appliances. So if people are remodeling, redecorating, rehabbing their home, we take their, you know, vanity sinks and their kitchen cabinets and appliances and sell that back to the public for a discount. So we're diverting things from landfills, keep giving a green alternative, providing a low-cost alternative to people in the community who need to shop for those items. And then the store goes to support Habitat for Humanity and all the work that we do.
Do you have any suggestions when you go to someone's house and you find something there that you donated and they bought? Is there an acceptable behavior that you should say that's mine or no?
Just say how lovely it is. You must have gotten that at the Restore.
Right, that's a really wonderful thing. So let me ask both Brandon and Eric. You have a day job too.
We do.
And that's only because you love to do two different jobs. But music is something that obviously is a passion. How long have you guys been playing?
We started playing in high school in 1985, so it's been quite a long time. Down in Carpinteria is where we started.
And did you guys play together in high school?
Yep.
Oh, so this is not a first-time gig.
No. It's kind of a unique background. I mean, Eric and I grew up in Carpinteria and went to school and surfed together, and then one day we heard this new music we'd never heard before called ska, mostly recorded in England. At that time, the stuff we were listening to in the 70s and 80s, and it kind of transformed our lives, and we said, we got to do this. So we formed a band kind of that day without ever having any musical experience, and we're still around 33 years later.
And you also have a day job, and I'm looking at your jacket, at Hub International, which is one of the premier insurance brokerage firms in the nation, public company, I believe. And we had one of your partners on a couple of weeks ago. And so you're able to combine both financial insurance work with good old rock and roll.
Exactly.
Which is good for you.
You know, we started out with our, like I said, the early beginnings was just playing parties and getting bigger and bigger and touring around the state a little bit more. I think at one point we may have dreamed of becoming something bigger than just being locally famous. But lo and behold, we do have day jobs. So, yeah, I sell business insurance for Hub International.
And Eric, you are a landscape architect, or?
No, I'm a landscape contractor.
Unfortunately, that's probably a good business right now.
Yeah, yeah, there's plenty of work out there.
Yeah, and it's a lot of free boulders available.
Yeah.
It's so interesting because so many good groups break up after 5 or 10 years when they're successful. I had on the show a few months ago one of the leads from 10cc, which is a British group from the 70s, and I said you guys were about together 20-25 years. They were together 7, and they had a whole bunch of hits. Some of them talk to each other and some of them don't talk to each other. It's just that, sometimes success makes it more difficult to stay together. But the fact that you guys have done so well means you must be married for a very long time. Same talents, right?
Well, we're all just a bunch of good friends, too, So it's more of the fun of getting together and just playing music. So.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Rose Levy, Program Manager of Habitat for Humanity, Sarah Moray, a volunteer who's a committee member for the upcoming Hammer and Ailes event, Eric Vallon and Brandon Sider, local Carbon Derrière 1985 high school graduate and member of Upbeat Band, one of the local band favorites here that have been together for many, many years. And we're here talking about Habitat and Habitat's upcoming event, which will feature the Upbeat Band. So let me ask you this. We have Upbeat Band performing, so there's no other reason to go, is there?
Oh, you're going to hear a great show with just hearing them, but we have other bands as well. It's going to be a great show.
So in your left hand, Eric, I notice a CD.
Yeah.
Is that by any chance available to our listening audience?
I think it. At the gig, you can come talk to one of us, and we'll have some available.
You'll have enough available to sell.
Sure. Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay. So if you like the music, you can actually take away the music in a very nice, interesting album cover. By the way, for those younger people, an album is something that used to hold records, and records are something that used to play music.
Yeah, this is original artwork from a carpentry artist named David Zota. So it's the most recent album name is Shuku, which is named after the Chumash people that lived in Carpinteria.
So do you do all original or do you do cover stuff too?
We do both. Yeah, a lot of our covers are from kind of artists that weren't necessarily top 40. They were kind of old Jamaican artists and stuff that wrote a lot of great songs and. We sort of put a twist on them and bring them back to life somehow. So
who's your favorite from the period when you started? Who's your favorite artist?
There's no doubt for me that it would be the Specials. They're just the first band I ever heard in this genre, and like I said, that transformed my life when I first heard them and some of the other album or other bands that were on their album label. And even to this day, I'd say they're my favorite.
It's so interesting about music. My best friend when I was growing up had a brother who was the manager of Thelonious Monk, who was one of the great jazz musicians. And I was in his apartment right next to mine, and he's 12 years old. And a monk brought in a snare drum, and my friend started playing it. And never learned how to read music, and became the drummer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which was a very big hit, and then went on to produce everyone from Kenny Loggins to the trumpet player that's really famous now. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, the guy that he was just at the Arlington last year. What I find so interesting is that some people, will take lessons and learn to read music, and they can play technically very well, but they have no soul. And then there are some people that, didn't go to Juilliard, may not be able to read music, but really have within them an incredible sense of music. And so I guess you guys really must have a love of music or love of insurance. I don't know which is more interesting.
It's a toss-up. No, but it's a really interesting point because I speaking for myself, I think, I'm not a professional studio musician. I kind of know what I know to play in the upbeat. but we all come together, and it has a really unique sound, and it has a bit of a raw sound as well, which I think is partly what we like about it. It's not extremely clean, and I don't know, Eric, what do you think about just the music?
I agree with Brandon. Yeah.
You know, the old joke is if you're on an airplane and the person next to you is bothering you, you tell them you're a life insurance salesman. If you want them to be talkative because you think they're attractive, you tell them you're a rock star. So you have two stories to tell, right? I'm not getting a smile here. I don't think you like the first part of that story. So besides volunteering to do this event, do you have any experience with Habitat? Have you ever been involved with Habitat in any way?
I haven't. Have you, Brandon?
Yeah, only from an insurance standpoint. I've had the opportunity to insure a couple of the projects that they've had, building houses and residential structures. So from an insurance standpoint, that's the only other involvement I have.
More importantly, Brandon used to be my swim coach, so that's the best, you know.
Are you a good swimmer?
Well, I was okay. I haven't swam recently. And I'm pretty sure one of their CDs back in the 90s was one of the first CDs I ever owned.
That's cool. We never know who's listening to the music, so sometimes one of those stories comes out. It's fun to hear.
Yeah, I think it was the second or third CD I ever bought. You're probably selling it on the pool deck.
So now I'm beginning to see something here that makes me think that there was some insider advantages for this booking of this group, right? Because you
absolutely
go back a long ways.
Absolutely.
So tell us about some of the things that Habitat does. And we talked about the main job, which is building houses. The Sawyer property, speaking of Carpinteria, is a project that's been going on for quite a while now, and it's about ready to be occupied?
Yeah, we're just finished framing for our Sawyer Avenue project in Carpinteria. That's 3 3-bedroom homes that are going to be sold to our qualified families, and we're looking to finish that in the fall. Want those kids to be in their new home for the new school year, so we're excited about that. And we're taking volunteers every single week on that site to, hang drywall and to, roof, put in all the finished carpentry. So there's lots of opportunities for people to come and pick up a hammer with Habitat for Humanity.
And, I don't know if people are aware, but it's not just, I don't want to use the word just as a modifier to make it sound less than. It's not only about housing. It's about teaching people how to have financial discipline to own a house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about providing them with an opportunity to get some equity. And
Absolutely.
So there's a whole host of benefits besides the most important one, which is shelter.
Sure.
And that's something that is there going to be literature? Is there going to be talking about this at the event?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have lots of talking in between the bands on this, from the stage, so people can learn about Habitat for Humanity. And what you were saying, we do for each family that's selected for one of our homes, they go through a homeownership readiness course. So that covers financial literacy. We talk about things like the process of taking title, insurance. We talk about...
You recommend HUB, of course.
Of course. Yeah. We talk about home maintenance, kind of everything that you need to be a successful homeowner. These are all first-time home buyers, and there's a lot of things that are new in that field, so we want to make sure everybody's successful. So we give them about 18 months of training before they purchase their home.
And the people like are lucky enough to land one of these homes. I've seen them at other events that you have had them speak. It's just amazing. I mean, one family was saying that they were in the finals once and they didn't get it,
mm-hmm.
but they tried again and they got it, and they're really so
yeah.
thankful and thrilled. It's not that easy to be picked.
No, I think for these three homes that we're building, we had over 300 people come to the orientations for those. So there's a huge need, and we're building as much as we can to serve as many families as possible. But there is a big need for affordable housing in our community.
There's a big need for affordable housing in the entire United States.
Correct.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, and we'll be right back.
And
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Rose Levy, Program Manager of Habitat for Humanity, Sarah Moray, a volunteer who's a committee member for the upcoming Hammer and Ailes event, Eric Vallon and Brandon Sider from The Upbeat Band. I was corrected during the commercial break that I've been saying Upbeat Band, and it's The Upbeat Band as opposed to just The Upbeat Band.
It's The Upbeat.
No band.
Oh, no band.
We are a band.
We are a band. We are The Upbeat Band, but the name of the band. The name of the band is actually The Upbeat.
Okay, so I left out the word the, is I added the word band. Okay, it's The Upbeat. Now I got it.
The only reason why we're making light of it, it's funny, we don't really care. Our name has been butchered for 35 years. So,
but thank you for saying I continue to do the butchering. I appreciate that. When we talk about the Sawyer project, isn't one of the challenges just getting land, particularly in a community like in the Central Coast and South Coast? There's just no land.
Yeah. It's a big challenge, and when there is land, it is oftentimes cost prohibitive and very expensive. It takes a lot of fundraising to buy it. So we've been lucky enough to have land donated for future projects. So if anybody's out there listening and thinks they have a great piece of land, we'll take it and we'll build affordable housing on it.
Do you ever buy houses that are abandoned and consider fixing them up?
Yes. Our Cannon Perdido project, I believe, had some structures on it before we started. So not fixing them up so much, but not all the properties we get are empty. They're not vacant lots necessarily.
And one of the problems, which is true across the country, and it's just human nature, you know, they're not in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, people, when they get something, want to keep it to themselves. So you not only have to find property, but you also have to find a neighborhood that's going to accept what you're doing.
Yeah. People can have a little bit of that, not in my backyard mentality about having affordable housing put near them. But Habitat for Humanity has an amazing record of, selecting families that are ready for homeownership, that are stable working families. So oftentimes having Habitat for Humanity properties in a neighborhood can help improve home prices. So there's a lot of data to show that, it improves the community. And as opposed to some of the other affordable housing programs, this is ownership instead of rental. So we still bring all that benefit of home ownership to a neighborhood, of people who are committed to the neighborhood, they're there for a long time. They have investment and equity building in the neighborhood as well. So it's not that rental situation that can...
So Sarah, how did you get involved with Habitat?
So the current CEO of Habitat is a friend of mine from high school. And so I guess almost 3 years ago, he reached out to me to ask if I would like to be involved with the concert project. He probably saw on my Facebook that I went to a lot of concerts and thought that I had some time on my hands and could help out. And I was more than happy to help out. I think it's such a wonderful organization, and I'm very happy to volunteer my time helping to plan this event.
And so you've been converted to a fan besides the concert?
A fan of Habitat? Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the work that they do is amazing, and it benefits the community. And, selfishly, it makes me feel really good about volunteering my time. So as Rose mentioned before, we're looking for volunteers, both for the concert project. So if anyone wants to volunteer, we're happy to take you up on spending some time at the concert, helping out. But also their organization in general is always looking for volunteers as well.
And as an incentive to volunteer, I would assume, I have been asked you this before, that if you volunteer to help at the concert, you get in for free.
You do,
correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have a couple different shifts. And if you volunteer for one of those shifts, you get to stay the rest of the day. So it's a good way to come see the concert, which is affordable already, but to see it for free.
And to get to see The Upbeat.
The Upbeat,
pretty
yes.
Good. That was,
yes.
That was impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I remember. I remember. So tell us, we talked about the home building. Tell us about the home repair program. How do you qualify for that?
Yeah, so to qualify for that program, you have to own your own home. It has to be owner-occupied, so not a rental property. The person who owns the home has to reside there. They have to be low income. So for this program, we're looking for people who have income of, we use something called the area median income. So we're looking at 80% or lower of the area median income. And then they have to be willing to partner with Habitat. So just like our home building projects, the home repair projects require sweat equity from the homeowners. So we're expecting the homeowners to come out and in any way they're physically able to volunteer alongside everybody performing the repairs and pitch in to the work being done on their home.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Both for the new construction and for repairs, the recipient of the gift at work is participation in the actual building. And it was 300 hours for the...
It's 250 per adult in each household. So if you're taking title in the home, you are required to do 250 hours. And that is volunteering, building your home, building your neighbor's home, and, you know, making that community come to life. And same with the home repair program. If you're selected to have repairs on your home, you know, coming out and picking up a paintbrush, picking up a hammer, and participating in those repairs.
And you also have a youth program.
We do.
And tell me about the youth program.
Sure. So we have an amazing youth coordinator, Jessica Lucas, who started with us as an AmeriCorps service member, and she developed a youth program that reaches elementary through high school aged kids to get them aware of the housing crisis nationally and locally, and get them to start participating in solutions and learning about how to be an advocate for affordable housing. So that program is great, and Jessica goes into after school programs and classrooms and scout troops and youth groups and does housing simulations and talks about the need for a variety of affordable housing solutions to kind of teach the kids and bring them aware, make them aware of what's going on. And then she also runs a youth playhouse build. So we have teams of kids come together and build playhouses. They're about 4 feet by 5 feet by 6 feet tall, so big enough for, you know, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds to kind of play in. And then those are given to nonprofits in the area for them to use. So places like, I think, Storytellers has one. The Ivy Youth Project has gotten one in the past. So those charities then get to have a playhouse for their kids to play at. And we are holding that on July 29th this year.
Does the youth program participate in this this event? Are they going to be there? Or
absolutely. So we're going to have a whole children's area that has activities and games and a bounce house, and they will be running that portion of the event.
Is it safe for them to listen to the upbeat? Is it a safe environment?
I'll let the band members handle
it's
that.
Family friendly.
It's a family friendly song list. It's okay. You can feel free to bring your kids.
Definitely.
Some of the bands, including us, play reggae music, and some of our songs are a little bit faster, but we certainly are always keeping an eye on the little ones, keeping it safe.
So if somebody volunteers as a kid, you know, this show basically deals with teens, and can they get community service points, too, from their schools?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to sign off on those hours. We can have, if they're 16 or older, they can volunteer with us in any way they'd like. And if they're under 16, Jessica, who runs our youth program, would be happy to get them on her group of youth that work with her, and they can help run the youth carnival area that will be at Hammer Nails.
And one of the things that's so interesting about the overall economy, there are places that have still... too many people looking for too few jobs. But one of the areas that has a real need for qualified people is construction. And so, you know, everyone's not going to be an art major. And so one of the good things about this program, I would imagine, is not only does it get kids interested in building, but it probably gives them some skills that they can then leverage into some possibility of a career.
Hopefully that would be a great outcome from some of the youth participating on our builds or repairs, is sparking an interest and giving them kind of a foundation in some of the trades.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Rose Levy, Program Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Santa Barbara County. Sarah Murray, a volunteer and committee member for the Hammer and Ales event coming up on May 19th, and Eric Vallon and Brandon Sider from The Upbeat, who which will be playing at the event. And so welcome back again. Thanks for being here. So if I come to the event, you promised me during the break I can sing with The Upbeat. Is that true?
Yeah, I think Brandon made that promise, actually.
Eric?
Sure.
He's going to jump up there.
No, I guess that's not anything you want to hear. You have a partnership with M Special Brewery, and that's partly because you share a parking lot, but they are also an advocate for you?
Yeah, they've been a great supporter through the Hammer and Nails benefit concert in 2016, partnering with us again this year for Hammer and Nails, and providing, you know, working with us to fence off the whole parking lot and, you know, have the brewery be part of our benefit concert for the day. So they've been really supportive and wonderful in that way.
So tell us about the Carpenter Circle and the Cornerstone Club.
Yeah, these are two of our fundraising groups. So the Carpenter Circle is our group of monthly donors. So this is anybody who gives on a monthly basis, so a reoccurring donation. These donors are vitally important to the work that Habitat does. By giving monthly and allowing us to know what donations are coming in month to month, we can better plan our operations, better plan our programs. It really helps us stay sustainable. And then the Cornerstone Club is our club full of individuals that give at $5,000 a year or greater. So those donors are incredible. People have really committed to the cause of Habitat for Humanity and are able to give at a level that really helps continue and grow our mission year to year.
Groucho Marx said he would never become a member of a club that would have him as a member, but I take it the Cornerstone Club is one that we can exclude from that quip.
Sure.
All right, okay. I just want to make sure. If there are any special opportunities there, you won't feel badly. It's the only club I actually belong to now is Costco, which
there you go.
Which is the only one I could get into. As a committee member, are you one of 50 or are you the only one?
There is a small group of us dedicated volunteers that are planning this, but we're dedicated.
There's about six of you.
Yeah, there's about six of us. So, but then the staff of Habitat obviously does a lot of the work as well. And so we have a good committee, a committed committee.
Well, it's, you know, if you've never planned an event like this, you don't realize how much work it is. And I guess your event is particularly consuming since it takes place every 2 years. It takes you 2 years to prepare for this event.
It is a lot of work, but it's certainly worth it. And all the feedback we got from 2016 was that it was a really fun event. And I want to stress that it's family friendly, and actually kids 12 and under are free with the purchase of an adult ticket. So, you know, some people have asked us, you know, can kids come? Absolutely. We encourage it and want them to be exposed to this great music and the great mission of Habitat. So we hope that everyone, you know, buys tickets and brings your kids because they'll be free.
Of course. It's pet-free, too.
It's pet-free, yes.
You know, no pets. I mean, you can't,
no pets,
unfortunately,
no.
You can't.
Not for this event. Maybe a future event.
Yeah. Where, when you're not at the Habitat event, Eric and Brandon, where can we see you?
We play around town quite a bit, like local venues like Soho and places like that, or we do local festivals, Carpentry Avocado Festival. We recently just did a gig down in Ventura. And occasionally we travel down to Los Angeles or up to San Francisco or around the state and just kind of wherever gigs pop up for us. So,
and can you be hired for private events like weddings, and or you're not interested in that kind of?
Yeah, for us to play like a wedding could be kind of interesting, I guess. We're not your typical top 40, can just kind of spread it across the board. Like we come out with a lot of energy and a kind of a different style that if somebody really wants us to play their wedding, we'll do it. But, you know.
We've played a couple weddings, including Eric's sister's wedding, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fun. It's a great time.
Are they still married?
They are.
Okay, so there you go. You know, one of the things you, a good band is a good predictor of how well a marriage will last. So, and how could we get in touch with you if you were interested in hearing your music and thinking about, you know, maybe doing something?
Probably the best way is just through Facebook. We have a Facebook page, The Upbeat on Facebook, and you can message us there and see upcoming gig information there as well.
And is there ways to sample music on that?
Yeah, you can sample music on the Facebook page. There's also a link to SoundCloud, where we've uploaded the entire Shuku album, which is our most recent album, so you can download and you can listen to music for free. There's we have a brand new song called Where Have All the Rude Boys Gone, written by Brian Polar Bear LeBlanc, and that one's available for download for free as well on SoundCloud.
And, you know, the music business has changed because of things like the internet. You can actually really develop a following without having a record label.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one area that we probably have not excelled in like we maybe could have or wished we would have. Our focus has just been on rehearsing, trying to write new music and play the music for fun. The side of selling albums and really selling ourselves, we haven't put much emphasis into. So we know the opportunities are out there, and you can get some of our albums on iTunes. But, you know, for the most part, we're just not really taking advantage of that, I would say.
You know, there's this apocryphal story that is probably true. There was a comedian on Johnny Carson, and they asked, you know, how it felt to be newly discovered. And he said, well, I've been doing this for 24 years. You know, so sometimes discovery takes a long time for people to recognize.
You're saying it's not too late for us?
It's not too late. Well, it may be too late for me, A, because I'm older than you, and B, I can't sing. But for most people with talents, there's always an opportunity. So at the last show, Rose, we talked about all of the volunteer work that's been happening in Montecito. It's still happening.
Absolutely. It's still happening. We are working on our second phase of work, and that's moving into repairs of structures. So we've got our permit pulled for our first repair of a home that was damaged, and those repairs we're doing for income qualified homeowners. But we are partnering and creating partnerships with a lot of other local and national organizations that respond to disasters. So we're able to help people find a group that might be able to work with them, even if the income guidelines for Habitat don't fit with their family quite as much. So if people are affected by the debris flow, if they have structural damage on their property, then please get in touch with Habitat for Humanity. We're working with people to help facilitate some of those home repairs.
Do you volunteer for this kind of work only if they don't have insurance?
No, they can have insurance. For Habitat, we're looking more at their total income level versus insurance, but we will take into account any insurance payments. Certainly, we're not going to be duplicating work. If somebody is fully insured, then that is a great place for them to be in.
On the show a few weeks ago, you had one of your volunteers was a Marine who was incredibly, I thought, beyond qualified to do this kind of work. And he said, unprompted, that he's so impressed by the knowledge that Habitat has about organization, about planning and construction. And, you know, sometimes when you think of charities, you think of it in the soft way. You know, they're a charity, they're helping people, but they don't really think that they have real hard technical knowledge. And Habitat really has developed, I guess partly through a national program of knowledge, but also locally, actually how to do things.
Yeah.
And logistics and how to get things to different places. So, you know, I guess the benefit for the homeowner is not only just financial help, but actually someone that I can actually get things done and get it done correctly.
Yeah, that's what we strive to be. Habitat for Humanity is the largest nonprofit home builder in the country, so we really have benefited from having that pool of knowledge and background behind us, and have brought that here into the southern Santa Barbara County area, and hopefully just building upon and spreading that skill and knowledge for the community and benefiting the people who need that here.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education, and we'll be right back with our final episode. Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Rose Levy, Program Manager for Habitat for Humanity, Sarah Murray, a committee member and volunteer for the Hammer and Ailes concert that's taking place on May the
19th.
Eric Vallon and Brandon Sider, who have been together since 1985 and continue to play with the Upbeat, a local band that will be part of the program on May 19th. So, Sarah, how do we get tickets?
So you can go to Habitat's website. There's a link on the website to buy tickets. We also have a event-specific website, hammerandails.com. You can buy tickets directly from there. It's through the website Night Out that you purchase the tickets, but we'll link you right there, and you can purchase them. And on our website, we have lots more information about the bands that'll be playing, the food trucks. We'll have lots of food trucks so that you can nourish yourself during the 6 hours of music that we'll have. So lots more information on the website, hammerandails.com, but you can also link to that from the Habitat website.
And what do you, you have so many things on your plate, Rose, but what are your short and long-term goals for the organization?
I think short-term goal is we are going to be finishing our Sawyer Avenue affordable homes project this year. So that is the most immediate goal. And long-term goals is just building our capacity as an organization so that we can provide affordable housing to the most amount of people who are ready in our community for home ownership.
So when you drive around town, do you always have your eyes open for an empty lot?
I do.
You do? You're just looking, right? You're like a real estate broker, but you know, looking for, but you look for empty
houses. I
notice
them. I noticed empty lots all over.
Yeah. There are so many charities and not-for-profits in Santa Barbara. I've read several articles that says on a per capita basis, Santa Barbara has the largest number of not-for-profits of any place in the country. So what do you think distinguishes Habitat from everybody else?
I think Habitat has a great great brand behind us. Habitat International was founded in 1976, has the support of President Carter and Rosalind Carter behind it, so that gives us a lot of notoriety. And also the fact that we are providing a tangible good to people, that we're providing homes for people to purchase and become homeowners. We're providing repairs that help people stay safely in their homes. So it's things that are essential to just basic life, things that everybody needs, regardless of age, race, religion. Everybody needs a decent place to live.
And you've built, since 2019, new homes and repaired over 40 homes. And so, among other things, you're increasing the tax base for the community as well, which is what we need after what just happened.
Yeah.
And to the extent that you can get houses repaired and they get back on the tax base, there's a benefit for everyone, even those that were not hurt by the mud flow.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to provide the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, and housing is an excellent way to do that.
Yeah. And how much of your work is coordinated with international, or is everybody on their own?
All of the, branding comes from international, so kind of the name and the logo and all of that. And then locally, we do all of our own fundraising. We have all of our own site selection, so the properties that you were talking about. We select our own partner families that do sweat equity and build their homes, so we get to kind of dictate that here locally based on, our local building codes and our local income levels and stuff. So that's all very specific to us as a local office.
But if you could call up after the mud flow and say, we have this incredible disaster here, do you have any expertise in that?
Yeah, I definitely, after the disaster, I called in and got some help, technical help and information from Habitat International to kind of guide us through some of those first steps into what to do next. Mm-hmm.
Neil, I just wanted to make sure it's clear that everybody knows we're not the only band participating in this event. So our longtime buddies from playing reggae in Santa Barbara, and Cornerstone and Soul Majestic will also be there. And David Segal will be opening things up. And then the national and world touring band Ozo Motley will also be there. So it's really a great lineup of bands.
But headlining, in my view, is the Upbeats.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for all that you've done and will continue to do. Thank you for coming back after 3 weeks. We're going to miss you, but you'll be back again. You've been listening to A Harp Presents About Education. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.